Hillary Berman is elected David Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation down south the 12th Hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is July the 22nd, 2023, or it is the 5th day of Abe, 2027. Maybe we'll start our first service day with a song and then we'll go in. Our faith is a victory. And camped along the hills of life, ye Christian soldiers ride. And test the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing sky. Against the foe and veils below, let all our strength be held. It is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. No glory has victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of Yah. We shed the road, the saints of earth, with shouts of triumph cry. Our faith, they like a whirlwind breath, swept on our heavy fear. The faith by which they conquered death is still a shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him who overcomes the foe, our greatness shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. And onward from the hills of life, the house with love of flame will vanquish all the host of night and Yahshua's conquering name. The victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. And then we'll have our main sermon taken from two Tommy greetings, number 35. The Vicky Hollis, Shepherd Ride. Let's see what the title is. Sermon, name of the sermon, Nations See Edom Perish, Desert Blossom, and a Highway to Zion. So when we mention that word Edom, we're talking about the Seventh Day Adventist spiritual Israel of today. Ezekiel 9, it goes through the city. Slaughters everything that don't have the mark upon his forehead to be delivered out of the Adventist Church. 144,000 comes first as the first fruits harvest that are delivered out of that first harvest. This address was given in 1947 by the V.T. Hollis. We're on and on. This is our subject. Is found in Isaiah 34 and 35. Last week, we studied the 33rd chapter, the Yahshua's burden concerning the church as she approaches the time of the harvest, the time, the wheat, and is put into the barn, and the tares burn, Matthew 13:30. For the time that the good fish are put into the vessels,
and the bad fish are cast out, Matthew 13:47-49, as are those who have not the wedding garment on, Matthew 22:1-13. Continuing now into the 34th chapter, we see that Yahweh invites the nations of the world for the drawing near and for the hearing of his mighty work of the refining. Actually, this is Yahshua talking. This is his work. Isaiah 34:1-3. Come near, you nations, to hear, and hearken, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, for the world and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Yahshua is upon all the nations, and his fury upon all of their armies. For he hath utterly destroyed them, he hath delivered them unto the slaughter. They're slain. Also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. Why does Yahweh invite the nations of all the earth to draw near and to hear, that they might consider his indignation against the wicked in his church and know what to expect when his judgment spreads out among all nations, that they might know what to expect when his refining work begins among them, that they might therefore beforehand count the cost for his judgment, as he declares is already pronounced upon the armies of the world, for the time is come that the judgment must begin at the house of Yahweh. Since it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of Yahweh? 1 Peter 4:17. Isaiah 34:4. And all the hosts of the heavens shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a fallen fig from the fig trees. Well, verse 3 points out that the solemn events of this chapter take place in a day of the gigantic worldwide armament program, verse 4, being parallel with the Revelation 6:14, it reveals that they take place in the period of the sixth seal and the days of the sealing of the 144,000, and the gathering of the innumerable multitude out of all nations. For the seal that we are now living in, the sixth seal, may overlap the seventh. Okay. Isaiah 34:5-11. For my word shall be bathed in the heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon the Adamir, and upon all the people of my curse unto judgment, for the sword of the Yahshua is filled with the blood. It is made fat with the fatness, and with the blood of the lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of the rams, for the Yahshua hath his sacrifice in the Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of the Aramea, and the unicorns shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with the blood, and their dust made fat with the fatness. For it is the day of the Yahshua's vengeance, and the year for the recompenses for the controversy of the Zion, and for the streams thereof shall be turned into the pitch, and the dust thereof into the brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day, for the smoke thereof shall go up forever. From the generation to generation it shall be lie waste, none shall pass through it forever and ever. But the cormorant and the bittern shall possess it, the owl also and the raven shall dwell in it, and it shall stretch out upon it the line of the confusion and the stones of the emptiness. For the immediate curse we see rest upon the Aramea. And typically speaking, it is the land of the antitypical Esauites. Those who by the right should have kept the office that the antitypical Jacobites take away from them. They so underestimate this wide or its value that they, like the Esau of the old, sell their rights for a dish of red potters, as it were. Okay, it says, see our subject, our study, for a dish of, okay, from the Shepherd Rod, Volume 1, page 52, 111. Isaiah 34:12. They shall call the nobles thereof unto the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all her princes shall be nothing. So it says, evidently, after the destruction falls upon Aramea, none of her so-called nobles shall be found there to participate in the Exodus. Isaiah 11:11. Unto the antitypical kingdom, the church purified, and her princes shall be as nothing. Then it must be that those who escape and enter into the kingdom are mostly from among the common people, those from the streets and the lands. Luke 14:16 and 21. In the last solemn work, few great men will be engaged. They are self-sufficient, independent of Yahweh, and He cannot use them. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 80. Only those who have withstood temptation and the strength of the Mighty One will be permitted to act a part in the proclaiming of the third angel's message when it shall have swelled into the loud cry. Review in Hell, November 18, 1908. Isaiah 34:13-15. and thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof, and it shall be an habitation of dragons, and a court for the owls. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beast of the island, and the satyr shall cry unto his fellow. The screech owl also shall rest there, and find for herself a place of the rest. There shall the great owl make her nest, and her, and lay, and hatch, and gather under her shadow. There shall the vultures also be gathered, every one with her mate. For Yahweh does not forsake the earth, he does not forego his power, nor his interest in the truth and righteousness. He does not let the world go into the oblivion. What he does do, though, he makes examples of some in order to save many others. For when the judgments of the Yahweh are upon the earth, the inhabitants of will alone righteousness, Isaiah 26:9. Is it armament then that the nations of today need for the peace and security? Is atomic war to be their fear? What they need to fear is the sword of the Yahweh, for his sword, Yahshua, the Son, for his sword shall be bathed in heaven. It shall come down upon the Adamir, that's the Adventist church, and upon the people of his church. For they need not fear anything if they fear the Yahshua. Let them make him their fear, their dread and protection, Isaiah 8:11. So he commands Isaiah 34:16. Seek ye out of the book of the Yahshua and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. For Yahweh here counsels us to search the Bible and to implicitly believe that not one of his prophecies shall fail. No, not one shall fail to follow another in its turn. And why should we have this confidence? Because Yahweh himself has commanded, and because his spirit, not the wisdom or efforts of men, has gathered into a single volume. For the writings of the prophets of old, the book of the Yahshua, the non-sectarian Bible as we know it today, the book of the Yahweh, the Bible, Isaiah 34:17, and he hath cast the lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by the line. They shall possess it forever, from generation to generation shall they dwell therein. Regardless of whether we take this verse to say that the wild beast shall possess it forever, or whether we take it to say that those who seek out of the book of the Yahshua shall possess it forever. For our greatest concern must be for the personally acquainting ourselves with the Yahshua and his truth, if we would gain his favor and find his shelter in this time of the trouble. Okay. Behold, a king shall reign in the righteousness. Face to face with Yahshua, my Savior. Face to face with Yahshua, my Savior. Face to face, where will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Yahshua, who died for me. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Only faintly now I see him, with the darkness there between. But a blessed day is coming, his glory shall be seen. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. What a rejoicing in his presence, when I banish grief and pain, when the crooked ways are straightened, and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Face to face, O blissful moment, face to face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Yahshua, who loves me so. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by.